start by introducing yourself. Give us your full name and where you fit in the family.
Okay. I'm Barbara Ahern. I'm the second eldest of Mildred and Bob. And I'm an old person by now, but I do remember Grandma and Grandpa very well. They were tremendous influence in my life, wonderful influence. Actually, Grandpa Barney is probably responsible for my interest in politics and history, because I can remember being out at the farm and having him watching the news or talking about it or arguing politics with the Murphys, Don and Jane. That was always fun, but I later got into politics myself for a while, and still am very interested and think it's very important for all of us to be interested and to be active in politics, and that I certainly contribute to my grandfather. Iva was a wonderful person. She was wild, and yet she was so sensitive. I was kind of a tomboyish kid, and second oldest of a crew, but I can remember one thing that is really stands out in my mind about Iva is, you know, we would all go there for either weekends or weeks or whatever, and this one time when I was about six or seven, Mom and Dad left us there and they took off because that was their break time, and I didn't have a dress to wear to church. Iva made me a little yellow dress with black bows, and it was the first time I ever felt like a really pretty little girl. I mean, it was just like, it changed my whole perspective from being a rough, tough, tomboy little girl to somebody who somebody thought I was pretty enough to put in a yellow dress with black bows. And that was just, I mean, it was just a wonderful thing. But Iva was, besides recognizing your femininity, she was a wild woman. I still use her call when I get my grandkids to do something daring. I always tell them that if you're scared to do something and you need to do it, you yell Geronimo and you go for it, because that's what Grandma Iva used to always yell. If she wanted you to do something like swing off the top of the barn into the hay, you had to yell Geronimo and go for it, or jump into a pond that might be filled with snakes and turtles. You yelled Geronimo and you went for it. So that I just had a wonderful, wonderful time. We traveled a lot, as Jim said. I graduated from high school in Tokyo. When I came back by myself, flew back through Hawaii, came to San Francisco, met one of grandmother's sisters in San Francisco, and then got on a bus, went up to Oregon and spent some time with the Bernard and Ron Ahern families. Then took a bus from there down to Oklahoma and spent some time with my grandmother and grandfather. And then took a bus from there to Portsmouth, Virginia, which is on the East Coast. And so I was in nursing school, and then when Grandpa died, and then later had kids and was working, but I did go home for Grandma's funeral. And I remember when I was there for her funeral that all the wildflowers were blooming. It was just very nice. It was very, very pretty. And it reminded me of her and how she was everything, you know. She was a wild woman, but she was feminine. She got the whole picture in life. So it's a real privilege to be a McCabe Ahern. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I didn't think I was going to cry.